John chapter 8, 48 to 53. The Jews answered and said to him, Have we not spoken word in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. But I do not seek my glory. There is one who seeks glory for me and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, If anyone keeps my word, he shall by no means see death forever. The Jews therefore said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and the prophets too. Yet you say, If anyone keeps my word, he shall by no means taste death forever. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets died too. Who are you making yourself?
The whole Gospel of John also reveals that the Lord is the Word and the Spirit. There is such a thought throughout the whole Gospel. Once you see the wonderful person of the Lord in this Gospel, you will ask, Where is he and how can I contact him? Praise the Lord that he is in the Word and in the Spirit, for he is the Word and he is the Spirit. You now have both the Word and the Spirit. If you contact the Spirit and receive the Word, you then have the Lord Himself. You have everything by abiding and continuing in the Word of the Lord. If you keep yourself in contact with the Word of the Lord, it means that you are abiding in the Lord Himself. By contacting the Word, you are contacting the source of the eternal and everlasting life. Consequently, because you are always in contact with the Lord Himself, you will never taste death. This has been proved by history. When some of the saints were about to die, they did not taste death even though they were dying. For example, when D.L. Moody was dying, he died bravely. He died without tasting death because he was abiding in the Lord and contacting the source of life. Likewise, if we will abide and continue in the Word of the Lord, we will also contact the source of life all of the time. Then we will never taste death. We will pass through death without tasting it.